This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's even in mainstream news headlines. Comey got caught trying to blackmail Trump early on, trying to get the deep state back in there and try to claim with this made-up Russiagate dossier, Threat Fusion GPS, the Steele dossier, as it's alternately known. Comey got caught trying to blackmail the president. That's what this is all about. He was leaking the whole time. He got caught lying to Congress. What a criminal. He helped cover up for the Clintons and their crime rings. So the Hive got it half right with their headline. Trump thinks Comey was trying to blackmail him. Oh, no, nobody tries to blackmail the president when you're the deep state. No, and Chuckie Schumer never said the deep state has seven ways from Sunday to get back at a president. Oh, no, there's no deep state at all. No. There's no permanent bureaucracy that's completely arrogant and sycophantic trying to start World War III with Russia and pushing Trump into it while they got all this money from Russia and got our uranium while they're openly on the payroll of the communist Chinese. It's incredible. But here's Stephanopoulos in the interview with Comey for his upcoming fiction novel. Wolf now admits his book's basically fiction, but that's later for lawsuits they add that. Oh, by the way, since the sales aren't good anymore, it's fake. The known charlatan of New York, even by the liberals, Wolf. But don't make fun of him. He's Jewish. The Young Turks will call you anti-Semitic. What does that even mean? Again, that's the craziest. Well, I guess Comey's just a white guy, isn't he? Am I bashing white guys now? I don't even know what Comey's background is. Like, you called Brian Stelter Jewish, but he's not. I didn't say Brian Stelter was Jewish. I never even thought that. But again, that's their whole deception on their viewers to change the subject from. Comey is putting out a fake dossier, got caught doing it. It's criminal what they did, and they're back recycling it again on ABC News with the former head of the Clinton White House, Stephanopoulos. There should be an advisory on him. You know how they want an advisory of something state-funded like NPR or PBS? I kind of like that, but I don't want the government in that business doing that. They're doing it with the Russians. Well, how about this person's a former political operative? This person works for the Clintons. This person was involved reportedly in the crimes and the covering up with Comey and Mueller. You got two old pals. Two old gangsters hanging out, making something up about the prez, because he thinks he's the prez and not them. Here it is.
The allegation was that he had been involved with prostitutes in a hotel in Moscow in 2013 during a visit for the Miss Universe pageant, and that the Russians had filmed the episode, and he interrupted very defensively and started talking about it. You know, do I look like a guy who needs hookers? And I assumed he was asking that rhetorically. I didn't answer that, and I just moved on and explained, sir, I'm not saying that we credit this. I'm not saying we believe it. We just thought it very important that you know.
Did you tell him you thought it wasn't true, or you didn't know if it was true or not?
I never said I don't believe it, because I couldn't say one way or another.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird.
All right, let's stop right there. Oh, it's really weird. I'm a Clinton operative with a whole Clinton nest that made up the dossier and paid our wives and families for it. And McCabe got $500,000 from Hillary. And Stephanopoulos gave $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Blah, blah, blah. They don't tell you any of that. They tell you that Trump is a cacistocracy. That's what the CIA former director is saying when he's up to his eyeballs in the illegal spying on Trump. It's a system of government which is run by the worst, least qualified, or most unscrupulous citizens. They have just defined their whole criminal operation. It's Trump that hadn't hired any lobbyists. It's Trump that's got incredible standards. It's Trump bringing the country back. Oh, but Brennan says the country is in a total shambles and is in a disaster and a lamentable journey and that the country's collapsing. It's the opposite, you vampire piece of trash. You arrogant, crazy man. You narcissistic twit. you foppish enemy, everything that's good. You are a failure. You are out of power. You are trash. Everyone hates you. You'll never shut us down. Never, 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 filth. Never. You'll never break our wills. You'll never do it. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is truly bizarre. It is truly surreal to watch James Comey and to know how he covered up the Clinton Foundation crimes, covered up her criminal servers, open and shut perjury to Congress, open and shut perjury to the FBI, open absconding with evidence, racketeering, organized criminal behavior, illegal contributions by the billions, a money laundering operation, that's what the foundation is, with $4 billion. Mind-blowing. And then Comey and Orr and Strzok and all of them inside the FBI set up a special project for an insurance policy. Remember that? Oh, we forgot about that. And pay millions of dollars to Threat Fusion GPS. Threat Fusion GPS. The Steele dossier, the PP dossier, and the whole thing's admitted fake. If you just joined us, I played the clip from ABC News with Stephanopoulos, the Clinton operative, just sitting there in your face lying to you with Comey, and then Comey finishes up right here with getting into Trump's character. So Comey is like Moses on the mountain. Comey is the arbiter. He's the gauge. He's not even human. He's like an angelic figure, the oracle, the purest soul the earth has ever seen. Mueller with uranium on tarmacs of the Russians and being on all these Russian boards and getting money. It's all good. Missile secrets to China. It's no problem. No, it's Comey. And Trump calls him a lying slime ball, the biggest leaker, the biggest liar. And he was caught. See, I don't just believe Trump. My head's in the game. We're in sudden death overtime with the country and the whole world. The globals are pushing us towards a thermal nuclear war. Top analyst degree, I played it last hour, top Princeton professor on Russian studies. And there's only, what, me, Drudge, Pat Buchanan? Folks like Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson's really good. That are saying, there's no evidence the Russians did this. There's no evidence Assad did it. The rebels have been caught 3 times. They have the motive. The Russians are pulling out. Why would we blow up Russians in 70 sites, hit them with probably thousands of cruise missiles? They hit one target with 59 last year. Why'd they have 7 missile cruisers, 4 U.S., 3 British, with thousands of missiles on board? Thousands. I each ship can carry over 100. I guess 700, 800, 900, whatever. About to launch this attack and kill a bunch of Russians when the Russians are pulling out? The Russians went in to take out ISIS. They're pulling out. per their agreement with the Pentagon 5 years ago, and the globalists want to double-cross that and take a big, fat you-know-what in the punch bowl. And there's Hillary and her foundation and the deep state and the globalists climbing up at the party to a big punch bowl and pulling their pants down and hanging their big wart-covered butt over the edge. And Trump started tweeting out, crap in the punch bowl, start World War III. And finally, sanity came back in. The public woke up and the neocons backed off along with the Democrats. But this is mind-blowing. I'm sad to use gross analogies, but I got to get your attention. Okay, guys, type in hydrogen bombs, Pentagon footage, Air Force footage, hydrogen bombs. Let's put some behind me just for the rest of the day here, if people think, because I love little snarky comments online, the Twitter leftists, everybody. Oh, Alex, World War III again? Oh, is it going to kill us? Oh, how bad is it? Oh, my God, you fearmonger. Assad is a horrible person. The White Helmets are good. I watched their show on Netflix, okay? We can't show you the footage of White Helmets raping women and children. It's online, cutting their heads off. I was sent by the Pentagon and by Dr. Corsi stuff that we called the FBI about. I'm not even sure I could be sent this stuff a few years ago, and there was no reply from the FBI. Just like when we get sent the most horrible, vile child porn, I call the FBI. We called them again this week because we had the RSVP to go speak at the National Press Club. Somebody was sending child porn to that. That's the type of harassment we deal with. And I'm like, this is footage of people splitting people's throats, raping people to death, and because they believe it sends you to hell if you eat human flesh, making black Libyans line up, and they're cutting a guy up on a table, feeding them and laughing at them, and then blowing their heads off. That's the footage we've got. Hours of it. I can't even watch it. It's little kids with their lower mandibles blown off, their tongues wagging around everywhere, going, they're begging for mama, and the jihadis are laughing and just slap little girls in the face. The little girl rolls over and blood squirting out. And they go, and it's just like a big orgy of Satanism, and they all look completely satanic. You see a Comedy Central show saying that's bad? You see an ABC show? See a news show? No. It's all Alex Jones is bad, Alex Jones is evil. Now that's black and white. Give me color. HD hydrogen bombs going off. That's Pacific bikini testing right there. I'll come in the break. No big deal. I'll show you what I want. Like Trinity and beyond. It's all on YouTube. It's all government footage we show. So, I mean, just a big... So, when you realize the satanic force of all this and what we're dealing with, Hillary funded the whole Arab Spring, founded it all, and they ran around killing over 1 million people. They blew up over 1,000 churches in Egypt and were crucifying the Orthodox and Catholic priest upside down, and CNN wouldn't even report it. I've got that footage, too. I was sent by the Pentagon. Patriots. They had the government building 5 years ago with people crucified upside down all around it. Imagine you're so satanic, you go to work. And you're the guy installed by the CIA and Hillary and Obama, and there's Christians. Yeah, go ahead and put that on screen. There's Christians crucified upside down all around you. Yeah, that one there is good. Yeah, let's just have some hydrogen bombs going off for you here today. If you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, I'm always directing the TV show in here with a great crew. So that's kind of some backdrop about who we're dealing with here. And of course, he sent me this footage he got from the Pentagon, and I was sent some similar stuff, and I was like, what in the world is this? It's the behind-the-scenes stuff that was taken offline and scooped up, scraped. And, I mean, there's hours of it. You know, one day I sat up here, and I made myself watch it. Only once, and I can't bring myself to play it. One day we played him cutting the guy up on the table and making the Africans eat it. And you can hear him calling him the C word. I'm not going to say it because they'll edit it and say I said it on CNN. But it's a word they use. It sounds like calf. And people go, why do South Africans, racist whites, why would they call them the C word? You see that in Lethal Weapon about South Africa. That's actually an accurate point where they would have diplomatic immunity and could do stuff and they would call people that name. That's an Arabic term for black people. And they're laughing at them while they cry and making them eat the flesh before they blow their heads off. satanic religion that believes it's fighting Satan. How perfect. Let's go out to break with the best part of the worst part. Comey talking about Trump's morals. Here it is.
And then he says something that distracted me, because he said, you know, if there's even a 1% chance my wife thinks that's true, that's terrible. And I remember thinking, how could your wife think there's a 1% chance you were with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow? I'm a flawed human being, but there's literally zero chance that my wife would think that was true. So what kind of marriage to what kind of man does your wife think there's only a 99% chance you didn't do that? And I said to him, sir, when he started talking about it, I may order you to investigate that. I said, sir, that's up to you, but you'd want to be careful about that, because it might create a narrative that we're investigating you personally. And second, it's very difficult to prove something didn't happen.
Did you believe his denial?
Honestly, never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the...
This is a guy that covered up with the rest of the corrupt FBI, the Clinton sex crimes, the Clinton pedophile planes, Wiener, all of it. This is a guy that covered up massive child trafficking by Hillary and her people on record, telling us about morals.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to the church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bunch of bureaucrats, you put them in control.
And put them in control.
Watch the kleptocrats go completely insane.
Watch him become a god.
And try to set up their world government. An ally with radical Islam.
Watch people's heads roll.
Watch them try to start nuclear war with the Russians. Watch them tell you that the word mother has now been banned in government documents in Canada. I first read about that plan 10 years ago, couldn't believe it. Now it's happened. And now it's happening here. These people mean business. They mean business big time. Nuclear doomsday plane goes airborne as war fears grow. E-4B Night Watch allows U.S. to maintain chain of command in event of a major conflict. The jets go airborne. And the threat of nuclear war is at a very high level. I want to open the phones up specifically on the outrageous Comey with, rebooting the fake PP dossier, the Steele dossier they admit is fake, that his criminal network in the FBI, very small group, funded illegally with taxpayer money to their own wives, who only got hired to run it. And Hillary peeled off a half mil to McCabe's wife. You're not going to see any raids on McCabe, though it's being looked at. You're not going to see any of this. No, no, no. It's just on Stormy Daniels and 11 years ago. And that did Trump have sex with a woman? That's, oh, Comey earlier, if he just joined us, talked about how immoral it is. And how his, oh, my God. Oh, Trump is so bad. Even though the PP dossier is not true. When Comey and Mueller and all the rest of these people in the mainstream media covered up the Epstein aircraft with the little girls and all the people, Weinstein and Bill Clinton and Hillary, they didn't just do dozens of flights to the little island where little girls are taken as young as 10 years old, confirmed. Reportedly, some were bad when sleeping with the little fishy-wishies. No. It's more liberal and loving than that. No, my friends, they would go to special sheik's houses in the Middle East who have it legalized in their country to have harems of little children and women. A lot of them are women that are in the hospitality industry who thought they were going to work in one of these countries. And the sheik liked you. And just like his father and his father and his father back to the founding of the great jihad, went to Spain and other areas. Went to Greece, went to Italy, even to the gates of Rome, to take the women back and to give them the freedom of Islam, to give them the freedom of being in the torture chamber. The harem full of the women. And your women are ours, don't you worry about that. good for you. Now, I want to get the number out. On this open line Friday, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers in the first round. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who used to be the head of psychological operations. He's a psychiatrist and a medical doctor and a bunch of other stuff. From the State Department. Of course, the State Department runs the CIA, so he wouldn't be in the CIA. He was in the group that ran the CIA. So everybody like talks about being in the CIA being so cool. No, that's the CIA is bigger than Coca-Cola, and it's not bad if you're in the CIA. There's a lot of people in there that aren't bad people, but at the top, it's a bunch of globalists. I mean, they use real men and real women to do the fighting and the killing and everything else, because they're a bunch of cowards that sit around talking about how powerful they are, like Clapper and Brennan and all these little knuckle-dragon demons. But all the people I ever talked to that were in the CIA, even going back to when I was a kid, talked about how bad the globalists were and the New World Order and how great the John Birch Society was and how we were going to stop their world government and their cashless society and that there'd be a pope coming up who'd call for world government and would basically deny Christ and all of it's happening. But one thing the globalists do, I've got an article here today about, is the end of the world here, Sunday Express. And they can always find some church or somebody obsessed with numerology who's saying, this is the date. I can't tell you how many times that's happened in my life. Well, the Bible says, watch out. In fact, pull up the quotes if we can. Watch out for those that say they know the hour or the time, for no man knoweth the time. And those that tell you they know the time are false prophets, because Christ will come like a thief in the night. And we're all raptured by the gravity weapon being released and the whole solar system evaporating instantly. Anyway, continuing. End of the world 2018. Will the rapture occur on April 23rd? Shock prediction says. According to conspiracy theorists, that means people that question, when it's mainline orthodoxy, then it's codes in the Bible suggest the end of the world is imminent, with Earth set to be destroyed April 23rd. Well, I can't say the Earth doesn't deserve it, but there's still a lot of innocence on the planet, so I don't think that's going to happen. But we could really have another Atlantean moment, whether you believe in Atlantis or not, where we destroy most life on Earth. You know, Plato wrote a lot of stuff that was true. He's also the father of eugenics, the father of modern elitism and royalty and the whole nine yards, chief of the architecture we now live under. You could call him the leader, der Führer. Probably the most important man that's ever lived other than Christ, who was no man as we know. But God, avatared on the planet, jacked in to walk amongst us. Now it all makes sense, doesn't it? And the globalists all know that, and they put it out in their cosmologies now, in movies and everywhere. They get it now. They're like, oh my God, this is all real. It's all coming true. Now they've all adopted the Bible, but they think they're going to use it as a cheat sheet to get out of it. There's not a Hollywood or a top engineer or not a globalist that doesn't know what's going on, folks. They know. They know. But they've picked the wrong side. The God of this world, the tin-horn psychic interdimensional dictator that they think is a God and they're going to follow right into hell. Don't fear those that can kill the body. Fear those that can kill the soul. And as I said, if you pull up, can we pull up the Bible verse? I don't know the exact. Just no man know at the time. But it's this constant thing. And then I was picking up Italian food about 5 years ago. And it was that other big church that said, you know, the world was coming. And the media made fun of the old guy and all that. And I was in there getting food one night about 6:30, taking it home. My wife wanted Italian food. And guy behind the counter giving it to me. Had a glass of wine while I was waiting for the food to come. He goes, Alex, I see your show and all this. You don't really agree with these dumb Christians, do you? You know, because they just said the world was going to end last week. It didn't end. Do you believe that? And I said, that's all pushed by the media. Just because some quack says something doesn't mean that's the case. But if you don't think the stuff in Revelations, world government, a mark to buy and sell, giant mountains of fire that destroy whole armies of giant flying metal insects that fire flaming spears out, helicopters. You don't go look at Egyptian tombs with perfect cobra attack helicopters carved on the wall, and it's like, something's going on, I don't know what, but it's big.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a lot of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax and radio.
Anthrax.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I've already hit some of the news. There's so much more here. You know, here's the deal. I was brought up to be extremely tolerant of everybody. And then I studied history, and I saw how all these other groups are extremely militaristic, tribalistic, monotheistic, barbaristic, piratical, fanatical, delusional usurpers. There are more than 50 Muslim countries. There's Muslim countries, and then no other religions basically allowed. The few where it is, our government's trying to overthrow it and turn it over to the radical jihadis from Egypt to Syria. There's two different types of countries. There's Islamic countries, and there's not Islamic countries. And then I look at the doubling of Christian persecution the last decade, and Obama honchoing that, and the Pope coming out and bad-mouthing and being a globalist, and Apple and Google delisting Easter and other Christian holidays, and just the animus. And I'm sitting here going, and then now the family's bad, and mother and father, and it's not just the universities, it's everywhere. And these people are on power trips, and they're criminals. And I'm not even talking about the Muslims there, but the sick, nihilistic, freakazoid left. I mean, we've all gone to leftist rallies. I mean, they're ugly. They're stupid. They can't talk. No one will talk to you. They only have talking points. They act mentally ill. The higher caste is vicious. The kind of professor management class. And you're like, my God, these are people that bought into the New World Order, bought into globalism, bought into their postmodernism. And they... I just keep going back to this. They hate you. Okay? I just want to keep, like an emergency beacon. They hate you. They hate you. They hate you. They want to take what you got. They want to kill you. They want to destroy you. They are just, and it's the realization that there aren't any liberals anymore. Liberals used to have a lot of good points about free speech, anti-war, and good things. Those were classical liberals. They're gone. Because through virtue signaling through political correctness, they, by successive approximation, by increment, have gotten the average Democrat to accept anything. And now you open up mainline newspapers, whites are inherently bad, Christians are bad, the family is bad, and you're like, where do they go next? Arresting people, forced re-education. I've had these leftists on the air. I've been out to dinner with them years ago. And they'll always invariably say, Alex, if you don't get what we want, we're going to put you in a re-education camp. And they invariably sit there and go, Alex, we're not really liberal civil rights activists, we're communists, and we're going to kill a bunch of people when we take over. And me and Rob Dew were sitting there at dinner once with a prominent civil rights activist, and they had three or four tequilas, and they're talking about how much they want to murder everybody. And, you know, the first couple times that happens, you think, oh, we got a bad apple. No. Those of us that aren't ravenous demons are blind. We do not understand what we're up against. Why would the neocons and the Democrats want to blow up the Russians when they're trying to exit Syria when we know the rebels have staged it at least three times? Why would we do that? Why would they rush to do it? Why, when they know the Russians will retaliate? Because it's thrilling to psychopaths to push Russia like they pushed them out of Iraq and they pushed them out of Libya and they pushed them out of Serbia and they let the Muslims, the radical Muslims, take over everywhere. You see where the globalists are allied for a long time now. Demographically, they've decided to go with them. There'll be 3 billion Muslims by 2025, according to the UN. And every Muslim that lets Christians and Jews and others live in peace, that tries to put in hotels and swimming pools, and lets people have rock and roll music, every one of them gets killed or overthrown, except for Assad, whose father did some bad stuff, and I didn't agree with him, and Assad's been a dictator he's trying to phase out. He thought the West, the same time Gaddafi 11 years ago, thought, oh, you want to work with us? Sure, we'll modernize, we'll let you in. It was all a double cross to let the operatives in to set them up. So we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with your calls. We're going to go to Jason and Mark and Catherine and Jason and Caroline and Brandon and many others. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. What do you think about Comey? What do you think about all the craziness, the constitutional crisis, the out-of-control special counsel, the China trade war? China's trade surplus with the U.S. soars. Yeah, it used to be $500 billion a few years ago. Now it's $900 billion. And Trump's trying to stop the bleeding. There's almost nothing left. And the media's like, shut up, you horrible person. They got $900 billion on us. You don't put $50 billion on them. That's not fair, racist. I mean, that's all Trump really is, like a tourniquet on her leg chopped off. And the media and everybody else is like, no, no, no. Take the tourniquet off because we're going to bankrupt America and we're going to teach the bitter clingers, everybody else, how to come to heel. You all got worthless degrees by design, declassified. You've all got a screwed up culture. Everything's been shut down and you're still fighting to keep that little farm and still fighting to work at the gas station and still fighting to fly Old Glory, still fighting to go to church. We're going to flood your community with opium. How you like that? We're going to flood it with MTV. We're going to flood it with all this trash. Because they've hired all this scum to be mercenaries. And they sit there and psychologically know how to track them and their web history and who they are. They got it down in algorithms. And boy, they got an algorithm on me. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. But yeah, their algorithm came up with me. And they said, stop that guy right there. They're like, well, we'll kill him. They're like, that'll make him a martyr. Kill his name first, then we'll kill him. Well, just like you arrogant people thought you'd steal the election and all the rest of stuff, you're not in charge. Human will is. And God is when we ask God into the equation. So it's time to get on our knees and seek God's face and repent for what we've done. And God will come in and lead God and direct us, but you've got to have courage. And here's the thing. Once you really get discernment, you go, oh, my God, it isn't even courage. How did I not fight this before? They're so evil. They're so bad. We got to fight because you know they're coming and they're bad. It's not courage. It's self-preservation. That's what I'm saying. I don't have courage, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen the enemy. We got to fight. It's all we got. And if we fight, we're going to win. For God's sake, so break their conditioning and come out of the trance and let's beat them because they're bad news. Now, we can stand against the Soros-funded lawsuits. We know he's funding them because they're all ridiculous and we're getting them thrown out, but it costs money and it takes research and it's meant to weigh us down on our time. I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products you already need so it's a win-win. Just do it. If you haven't ever supported this, InfoWarsStore.com, water filters, air filters, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, a wide selection, one of the widest, high quality. We are going to sell out a pure, affordable, high-quality iodine, Survival Shield X2, the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine, and the price is going up, and we're over a barrel with the suppliers. It's deeper. Somebody else has this source, and I don't like the fact that it's sold out a lot because we can't get it. I don't know what we're going to do. So I don't know how long we'll even have X2, and I hate to have to announce that news so people are buying it up. We got enough for a few more manufacturing runs, and then I don't know. InfoWarsStore.com. If you want X2 and you see what it's done for you and others or heard what it's done, try it out today. Save big on it, 25% off despite the fact it's selling out and it may be gone forever after two more runs. Patriot point rewards at InfoWarsStore.com aren't 5 points for every dollar or 5%. They're now 10%. That's huge. Check that out. We got a lot of other specials right now. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in, 25% off as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man.
I don't want to say we dodged a bullet from Trump talking about firing smart missiles at the Russians in Syria on Wednesday. They got the doomsday planes in the air. Trump still says he may hit the targets. But you notice the defense secretary on Thursday said, we don't have evidence that the Syrians did this, that the Syrian government did this. Yeah, they don't have the motive. They're winning. The Russians are pulling out. The rebels have been caught doing it before. If I live on a block and somebody has stolen cars 3 times in the last year, and it's a known juvenile delinquent that's 14 years old, if another car gets stolen, do you go to one of the owners of the cars and blame them, or do you go, wait, Billy's stolen 3 cars this year? Sure enough, you go find Billy, he's got the car. That doesn't even matter. You don't have proof, and it's rushed to war. We don't know who did it this time. It hasn't come out like the last 3 times it was the rebels. The problem is the globalists will stage more false flags. I mean, how dumb do they think we are that Trump, a week after he says, I want to pull out of Syria, 6 days later, actually, I looked it up last night, 6 days after he says we're pulling out, 2 days later he goes, well, the Pentagon doesn't want me to, but we're going to try. Boom, terror attack. We got to stay. On civilians. The exact move the Syrians don't want. It's what they do. Riddle me that, Batman. So we're taking your phone calls. Pompeo's nomination is facing challenging Senate vote. That's on newswars.com right now. Pompeo's been drooling over, don't worry, we already killed a lot of Russians. Yeah, how dare them come in at our behest and work with us to take out ISIS. Now we want them out. This is all the Russia stuff. So we killed a lot of them. Yeah, they're out there at airfields working and stuff and loading the planes to bomb out ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And we killed them. We killed them. We're good. We're good. We killed a lot of them. I'm not a Russian. I'm not a Russian. I promise. I killed a bunch of them. I'm really good. And I'll give you nuclear war to prove I'm not bad. Okay? Jason in Florida, though, goes ahead of line. By the way, we have a great computer system. We got a new phone system, and it glitched out. I don't know. These are better than the old analog ones. We can take 100 calls at a time, but it glitches and hangs up on people. So I just hung up on a bunch of people, so people are calling back in. 877-789-ALEX. But Jason, he didn't glitch. Either it's Steven or Mark or Caroline, so we'll go to them. Jason in Florida disagrees with me. Go ahead, Jason.
Yes, sir. What up, Alex? I have two points. My last point will put a cherry on top, a bow tie on my first point. My first point is this, Alex. We are not in a war with the globalists because a war implies that both sides are engaged, at least both sides. We are not engaging the globalists. We are not engaged. We are not engaging. We are basically clueless, and we're under siege. And if the people of this country, especially the military, ever stood up to the globalists, it would be over very quickly. And that's where I feel like, and I'm going to preface this. I'm a big fan of yours, but I do believe that you are deliberately misleading people in saying that we can't fight the globalists physically. And I think you probably have reasons for that, maybe legal reasons, but we have to, because historically, and you know this, this is why I believe it's deliberate. You know, historically, there's never been a war that's been won, not physically.
All right. Let me talk. Hold on. Put him on hold. No, you just had a minute. I'm going to talk now. I understand it makes everybody big man to call in and then tell people I'm a bad person without evidence of it. I morally do what I think's best here on air. And if you know about the committees of correspondence, I'll go back to you in a minute, Jason. For a decade before the Revolutionary War in 1775, officially 1776, people had redress of grievances. They educated people. They exposed what was going on. They tried to fix it peacefully. That's A. B, everybody that always calls in or comments on the website wanting violence, saying I'm a wimp because I'm not calling, you know, for war and saying, saddle up, let's put our helmets on and get our guns. What are they doing? They're always waiting on somebody else to lead it. And I'm not calling for you to be violent and call my bluff. It's not a bluff, sir. The globalists stage false flags against themselves like Oklahoma City and others and provocateur others and let other events happen like what you saw in Florida. They didn't stage it, but they knew it was coming. They stood down yet again in a blue city. So this idea that I'm not doing enough up here on air, I'm one of their main enemies. Trump has got in. He's restoring a lot of sovereignty. Pulled us out of the TPP. Did a lot of other stuff. They just hate him because he's actually being a president. Viktor Orban is closing the borders, kicking the Islamists out, standing up against Soros and the globalists. Brazil, Spain, Iceland, the UK. People are waking up to global government. The globalists in their own publications, the Financial Times of London, Atlantic Monthly, Foreign Affairs of the CFR, say, we're in crisis. We're under total attack by individuals highly motivated waking up who want self-determination, and nation states are coming back, and people realize that productivity and free markets better, and that globalism has screwed them over and is a vertical integration. And just 5 years ago, we admitted that we wanted to do technocracy and authoritarianism, and they're pissed, and what are we going to do? And the answer is, well, communist China will come in and run Davos, it's the public Bilderberg, and we'll defeat them. We've taken giant, multi-level, by orders of magnitude, leaps against them. Where now, there are at least 10 national TV programs, 5 nights a week, 4 nights a week, 1 night a week, that openly attack me and lie about me. Not just news programs, but Hollywood is obsessed. The comic books are everywhere attacking me. Why? Because We're here exposing that globalism's unelected, it's offshore, it's tax exempt, it plays groups off against each other, it's amoral, and people are listening. We had Nigel Farage on yesterday. Nationalist parties are taking control of the EU Parliament. It's elected, the bureaucracy's not, so they've got them taking it over to expose it, to dismantle it. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And there's this instant gratification thing. I mean, if you knew, and I'm not whining, but if you knew the stuff they've done to me behind the scenes, if you had any idea, it's made me stronger, quite frankly. It's one thing to say you're fearless. It's another thing to actually go through it all and just be a completely stronger person on the other side. Committed, my will and spirit have never been stronger. And so when I get mad at you, it's because you call in and just authoritatively say that I am holding back calling for violence when I've already had them try to take my children, lie about me, 17 lawsuits, death threats, stuff you couldn't imagine, paying off people I knew for 14 years to tell lies about me. And I know that they've let me know the increases, the threat just goes up from there. That's just the warning. So I've got a full globalist demonization campaign at the level they have when they launch a war against another country. They're launching propaganda against me, the European and U.S. press, like I'm a foreign government. I'm under the level of attack that governments before wars are under. Now, does anybody kind of think maybe we're covering something that's important? Maybe the system's scared of something? They're scared because the military and intelligence agencies listen, because they know I'm on target, know what I'm talking about, and we've already taken back much of the bureaucracy at the level where the rubber meets the road. You got a minute to finish up. Go ahead. Tell me how I can be a better person, Jason.
Alex, I'm not saying you're bad. I have a deep respect for you. I know you're a good person, and it just, really, by what you always say, it's the fruit of the tree that you can tell it on. But I want to make my final point is this.
So there's no good fruit from InfoWars? There's no good fruit?
No, not at all. I'm saying the exact opposite. But here's my final point. I want to call right now on the United States military and the intelligence agencies to stand up, go rogue, take out the globalists, engage right now, and we'll end this, and we'll have freedom and liberty 1776 worldwide. That's it. Done. Out.
Well, I've said this. Deep state operators funded by communist China, the Saudi Arabian money's been cut off. They're involved in covert operations, killing people, shooting people in the back. Seth Rich investigators, not just Seth Rich. So they are getting ready to go violent to try to push us into it. And you know, thugs always think they're going to win until their heads bounce up and down off the ground. So I'm not actually, here's the deal. I don't want to make that call because I'm not sure about it. But they are pushing us into a position. But don't worry, long before they've got their actuaries, long before they know our top's going to blow, they're going to blow up some federal buildings with daycare centers and blame it on us. So you're going to probably get the war you want, son. So I hope you got your powder dry and you're all rigged up. Because me, shooting war, that's like, means nothing to me. That's like putting my boots on in the morning. That's like, I know how to do this. This is easy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.